Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Method of sleeping whilst on journey. Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whilst on journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep on his right hand side as he would usually sleep. However, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discontinued the journey shortly before dawn, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will keep the right hand erect, that is upright, supporting his head on it and rest in that position. Note, this hadith indicates that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping at his normal hour, he would maintain the normal sunnah posture. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would adopt a position that does not facilitate a deep sleep. We learn from this hadith that if one has to sleep when the hour of any salah is imminent, he should adopt a posture that impedes the possibility of falling into a deep sleep, awakening a sleeping person. Sayyiduna Imran ibn Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, we would never awaken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he had fallen off to sleep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always wake up himself. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi also established this fact in Zadul Ma'ad. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never awoken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always awake by himself. Note, we should not unnecessarily awaken a person as it is sometimes difficult to fall off to sleep again. However, if it is necessary to awaken a person for salah, then one will be obligated to awaken him. Greeting when entering a home wherein people are sleeping. Sayyiduna Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the home at night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make salam in such a tone which would be heard by those who were awake and would not awaken those who were asleep. Note, it is necessary to consider those who are asleep and compulsory to refrain from disturbing their sleep in any way. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.